This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We made it to drinking time.
Yeah.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Big time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink guest. Scan Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And someone's correcting me here. It says, Thrill, you know that World Walrus Day is November 24th. I know. I was just trying to throw people off the beaten path there.
And it's always nice when it lines up with Thanksgiving.
It really does, man. You
every
can
once
eat some
every
walrus,
7 years.
Hug a walrus.
Yeah, kiss one.
Today's shot is brought to you by the fine folks at Black Raven Brewing, proud brewers of Men's Room IPA and the Men's Room 20th Anniversary Lager. And today, we toast the top-flight Bulgarian soccer team, Arda Kardzali. Now, before their match this past Sunday, the players from both teams, they lined up at center field to observe a moment of silence in memory of a former player, one Petko Ganchev. It would have been a touching moment, but it turns out that Petko Ganchev is not dead. In fact, he had to Facebook the team before the game was over. It was after the half, but before the game was over, to let them know. So the team apologized, saying that they'd gotten the wrong information about his death, namely, that he was dead at all. So the way he explains it, man, seriously, it was one of their top-flight soccer teams, right? It was a big national thing. He had a moment of silence, both teams out there, you know, hands cradled over the junk, looking down at their feet, and end of the minute silence, and they announce why. The crowd kind of cheers because he was a popular player on their team. This guy was returning from the grocery store, and he said, my phone kept ringing. I saw it was my wife, but he's like, I didn't want to answer the phone because I didn't have a hands-free device. I pull into my driveway. My wife comes running out of the house crying, screaming, they're saying you're dead. And he's like, keep in mind, I have no idea what she's talking about. Like, you're dead. Everyone on TV said you're dead. He's like, well, obviously I'm not dead. So, he watched the clip and was like, Jesus Christ. Yeah, so he Facebooked the team and like, guys, not only am I not dead, but like, I'm in good health. And it's not like he's some 95-year-old dude. He's like, dude, I'm fine.
It just seems like in this day and age, it wouldn't be that hard to look up.
I have no idea how it happened, but yeah, they had a moment of silence for the man who's completely alive.
And he didn't even get to Huck Finn it and see it.
No, he didn't see it. That's the worst part, yeah. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.